You're listening to a Kix Productions podcast. For more information and content, visit kixtv.com.
I was sitting back there, you know, and I got to thinking. She was reading the scripture from Ecclesiastes where it says, time and chance happens to us all, you know. And I thought, well, time is man-made. Chance is something that happens without a plan. So, yeah, that might be true. But I had the thought, I never really title anything I ever say because I never say anything that's that long worth titling. But I will say, I will give this a title, and I would say it's how to keep the boo out of the who. Look at Romans chapter. Romans chapter 8. I think that's where I want to go here. Yeah, Romans chapter 8, verse 31. It says, what then? And I also had this thought. I'll back up real quick and say this. I had this thought. We need to have a major mindset. Now, just remember that I said that. A major mindset. Okay? What then shall we say to these things? If. Now, okay, say to what things? Let's back up. Verse 29. For whom he foreknew, which is everyone, he foreknew us all, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. So that all sounds awesome. So then you go to verse 31 and it says, what then shall we say to these things if God is for us? And we just got that established that God is for us. We know that God is for us because he sent his only Son to die for us. So he must have seen something in us which he wanted to exploit. So what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? In other words, why fear? Get the boo out of the who. He who did not spare his own Son, there it is. He who did not spare his own Son, God gave us Jesus, delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Everybody say all things.
All things.
Okay, this is what he has for us. All things. All things that are good things. So, how to get the boo out of the who is quite simple. Here we go. Here's all the who's. This is how you get the boo out of the who's. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Everybody say, I'm God's elect.
I'm God's elect.
It is God who justifies. So who can unjustify you? So you can get the boo out of that who. Who can unjustify you? Now the boo is a representation of a spirit of fear. For those that may not know what I mean by that. So who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. So if we're justified by God, then there's nobody that's going to be able to unjustify us. Who is he who condemns? It's like, who cares if somebody condemns me? Because I've got the boo out of the who. The who doesn't matter to me. I learned a long time ago, especially when we started in the ministry, I learned right then, real quick, I could not rely on people's opinions for my self-worth, because I was going to end up a basket case worse than they were. So it's you have to have the mindset of who are they? Do they really matter to me? They don't matter to me. So you can't allow yourself to be condemned because somebody condemns you. It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You can't be separated from the love of God. The love of God can span any problem, any difficulty, any crisis that comes up in your life. The love of God will get you through it every time. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? Now, we all know what tribulation is. Distress, persecution, famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or President Trump. All these things produce fear in the natural. But you got to get the boo out of the who. God is the master. So who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Now, I said we need a major mindset. How many of you know who Linus is in Charlie Brown? Okay, Linus is the little guy that's always depressed. He's always walking around with his thumb in his mouth like this. Ooh, life's so hard. Now, major mindset. How many of you know what a drum major is? Ohio State Buckeyes. That guy that gets out front there of the band, you know, and does all this. I mean, he's getting it down, you know. That's what God wants us to be. When you get the boo out of the who, this is the way you take on life. Man, you just do it. Because you get the boo out of the who. Because you realize that if God is for us, who can be against us? That's the scripture. That's the whole thing. First John talks about how God is the perfect love casts out all fear. And God is perfect love. So if we understand the perfect love that God has for us, then we can live life majorly. Yeah. That's right. Did you guys know that back in the 70s, there was a girl drum major for the Ohio State Buckeyes? Yeah. That's typically a guy thing. But they never had majorettes at Ohio State University. So this girl went out to be drum major, and she made it. All I can remember is her last name, Graff. Might have been like Shelley or Sherry or something like that, but yeah, she was doing this. Odds might not have been for her to be doing that, but she did. Well, that's the way we need to have our mindset. Even though the world might have their odds against us, who get the boo out of it, who are they? See, we can walk in victory, high-stepping all the way, because God has given us His love, His power, His direction, When you're walking in the will of God, you can major walk. High step it. I mean, we all know what I'm talking about. Everybody's had a brand new pair of shoes once upon a time. You know what it's like? I remember when I was 18 years old and I worked in floor shine, or I was 17, 16, I don't know. Working at Florsheim Shoes down in Eastland Mall. Eastland Mall was brand new. That's how long ago that was. I was actually by there earlier today. And I thought, wow, that place is bad. When I started working there, they had the little fountain out in the middle with all the wax strings and the water dripping and running down it. You know, and our store, Florsheim Shoes, was right there beside that fountain. So I got to stand there and look out the fountain all the time. 18-year-old kid, 17. But I knew what it was like whenever I would sell somebody a new pair of shoes. 90% of them wanted to wear them out of the store. And you could just tell they were high-stepping. They're strolling down the mall and they'd go stand in front of the little fountain thing there and they just... They're feeling good. Because they were confident. They had their feet shod with a new set of floor shines. That's the way God wants us to be in Him. He wants us walking. He wants us high-stepping. Not being afraid of what could or couldn't happen. He just wants us to live a victorious life. Amen?